listening to America's great community radio station. From Westchester, the Golden Apple. This is WVOX Worldwide. AM 1460 and WVOX.com.
1460 WVOX.
Picture yourself when you're getting old. Sat by the fireside, pondering on.
Hello again. This is the Lou and Steve Show, the Lou Feliciano, Steve Mayo, Steve Mayo, Lou Feliciano Show, Steve and Lou, whatever it is. The important thing is we're on Mondays, 5:30 on WVOX 1460 AM, your great community, all-purpose station, news, sports, culture, anything you want to talk about, lots of talk shows, great news feeds from the news centers, and really a joy to work here. 20 years for me, Lou, what are you, 23?
23 years.
Remarkable. Well, all I can tell you is it keeps my spirits up, Lou, just to be able to express myself, because let's face it, Lou, that whole concept is under fire. If you ask me, it's a scary time. All we hear about now is the growing power of, you thought I was going to say, the socialists and government. No, we'll get to them. But the greater fear, and Lou, this is a surprise to me as a born capitalist who was raised in a small business, the growing power, Lou, of great huge, unaccountable corporations who very frequently have no competition, Lou. That is the greatest threat to us, right or left. I don't care where you're from, where you were born. Our great United States, with its great traditions and history, our Constitution, a Bill of Rights, the founding document, the Declaration of Independence, it was not meant to end this way, Lou. And I say end very specifically and particularly and emphatically. I think we're seeing the potential end of our democratic Republican processes because corporate America has decided to cast its lot in with the left, and the left can be based anywhere. My main problem is not with the left. They belong in the conversation. My problem is corporate America playing the coward and casting its lot with the biggest practitioners of socialism and capitalism in the world, apparently the Chinese communists. Let's be honest about it. The Chinese communists, who are responsible for most of our manufactured goods and a whole lot of other things. To me, I can't get away from this subject, Lou. We want to talk about lots of things, local, national, international, state. But to me, the greatest threat today, Lou, is the loss of our independence to irresponsible, monopolistic corporations who will play the tune of socialism when it suits them. And Lou, we know going back into the last century, they'll play the tune of fascism if it favors them, if it makes them profits, and if it satisfies their shareholders. I can't think of a more important theme for tonight, Lou, than the overpowering of America, our great traditions and our great documents and our great rights, system of rights, by companies answering the call of profit.
I agree with you, Steve. You look what's going on. We're taking a back seat now, Americans and America, to a lot of these countries. We did all this ourselves for years. After the 50s, after the Second World War, when the 50s, industry was booming in this country. You know, we always see Detroit or whatever like that on TV, how disgusting it looks now and poverty. It was a raving town. People drove 100 miles a day to go to work in a lot of those plants Detroit and around Detroit. The Ford plants and General Motors plants, they drove 100 miles to go to work. The economy was booming. Then all we started doing this, everything into China or whatever. It became crazy. We're not the power that we used to be. We controlled the world. Now the world's trying to control us.
It's an incredible point, Lou. And let's face it, what I'm talking about is the whole subjection of our economy to the cruel profit dollar. I still think that's the best economic organization around. Free competition, as free as possible. But what we have today is entirely different. It's run by nameless, faceless corporations who increasingly have no competition. Let me ask you, dear audience, and you're welcome to call in, 914-636-0110. Phone lines are open. We're going to try to get all your calls in. There's so much happening. But, Lou, let's face it, we're beholden to these companies, many of whom have no competition. Let me ask you, who's the competition to Verizon, T-Mobile? Who's the competition to Apple phones? Samsung, right. Ever try to call their customer service lines? Ever try to return a phone to them and have it lost track of and have them start sending you threatening letters with bills?
Oh, it's like AOL. You try to contact AOL headquarters, you're talking to somebody from India.
Right, right.
It's crazy.
I say you're lucky. I want to kiss that person's feet. But I'll tell you, when I tried exchanging my Verizon Apple phone, you don't know what I went through. And I would get absolutely no help from those beautiful stores they have open that only want to sell you new stuff. They don't want to help you fix old stuff.
Yes.
They want to sell you number 14. You know, I'm cutting to the chase, and I realize I'm skipping a lot of detail. But this, to me, is what ruins a society. We're not some sad sack, no insults intended here, third world country. We led the Industrial Revolution for a time, and now we're being led by these Johnny-come-lately capitalist investors who don't give a whit about human rights, never mind Uyghurs, never mind gay and straight, never mind transgender. You want to have your pitch heard about transgender rights, and I'm not a big fan of that movement. Don't bring your roadshow to Beijing or to Moscow or to some communist country. You're not going to advance a foot. This is where the change happens. This is where we've tolerated all sorts of opinions. And if we want that system of tolerance to continue, we have to start paying attention to what's in our rights and stop listening to these profit and any cost capitalists who I believe are running Washington. And this is not aimed only at Democrats. There's plenty of Republican offenders too, Lou.
I agree. Look what's happening in our own backyard, Steve, and Neuchâtel school systems with Elon Musk. It's crazy that they want to ban Twitter and the school systems. They don't want to use Twitter, which is crazy. It's the same thing. What I think is discrimination is that they wanted to start a Republican club party. You know, seniors before they go to college, they have a Democratic club or whatever. They didn't want a Republican club. That's ludicrous. That doesn't make any sense to me. The kids should have
the background. You're saying
kids should have the option.
You're saying in New Rochelle High School, for instance.
Kids should have the option, Steve.
Of course.
That's the way I believe. They should have the option. If they want to be a Republican, they should have that option. It shouldn't be that should be off the table. There should be options either way.
I think you're right. Unless you're espousing violence, heaven forbid, individual
right.
or group, and I guess there are cases of it from the left and the right that should be monitored. That's why these broadcasts and recordings and programming should be monitored. Companies say they're doing it themselves. I don't really trust them. Maybe it's a role for the government. All I can tell you is a lot of corporations are doing the bidding of the nearest big government. That's not an acceptable answer. If the police department is not wiretapping my phone call to Lou and has no right to, and I still believe that's prohibited, I don't think you can outsource that to Verizon and T-Mobile. But that's what's becoming.
Steve, to me, that's why I love VOX. I listen to it all the time. To me, I wouldn't know half these things if I didn't hear Vince Malfitano talk about it. No, I'm serious, Steve.
No, you're absolutely
if
right.
I didn't hear Vince talk about it on VOX, I didn't know none of this stuff or whatever like that. He opens a lot of people's eyes to what's going on here. He goes to these meetings every year, every week he goes. For years he's been going. And he keeps us in tune what's going on, which I think is totally crazy. It shouldn't be like this. It should be fair. A Republican should be represented just as much as a Democrat. Just because the Democrats are in power here doesn't mean nothing. They should give the Republican kids a chance to learn what their views are and start a club or whatever. And I agree with you. If it's any violence or any hatred, ban the club. It should be banned. But I don't think it would never be like that. I think people just want to see. They want to see about families, which the Republican Party is all about. They want to see about their 401ks. They want to see about life in general or whatever like that. I think that's what has to be out there.
Let's face it. It's getting to the point that if some entity, a business, a government, a party, wants to kick you off the air or deny you even writing space in a weekly newspaper or daily, all they have to do is accuse you of violence, preaching hate. We need a higher standard than that.
I agree.
A bare, unsworn to allegation has never been adequate in any court in the United States since before the founding of our nation. It shouldn't become more trustworthy. Today, it's a mistake. It's horrible. We need to talk about it. Can't think of a better example than Vince. Vince, I hope you're listening. This is WVOX. Lou and Steve will be back with you right after this break.
It's very easy for you to get on the air and talk to your neighbors.
Could someone talk to me?
And the world.
This station is now the ultimate power in the universe.
The podium is yours.
Impressive.
AM 1460 and worldwide at WVOX.com.
1460 WVOX.
Just lit up the works here with a cute anecdote about the golden days of television. And great to be with you. This is the Steve Mayo, Lou Felicione show. We're on Mondays at 5:30 p.m. When I say 5:30 sometimes, Lou, people say a.m. or p.m. Personally, it doesn't matter to me. I'd be glad to appear at a.m., but p.m. I think a little more humane hour. In any case, we talk about everything under the sun. And if you are interested in what I have to say, and what Lou and I talk about all the time, there is, you might say, a treasury, or at least a library of broadcasts of the Lou and Steve show, Steve Mayo, Lou Felicione show, on the web. That's at www.thestevemayoshow.com. There's also some of my old and many of which out-of-date writings. I'm starting a program to catch up. Got to start writing again. In any case, it's great to be with you here on WVOX on Mondays, and let's go right to our phones. Hello, Joanne?
Yes, hi, you guys. How are you?
Hi, Joanne.
Great. I think we're going to be backed up with calls, so if you don't mind, Joanne, we'd love to talk to you. Get straight to your point or points.
Yep. And it's with regards to what you said, Steve, I just have to say, and I'm not here to promote Trump at all, because we all know there are all differences of opinion on that right now. Don't want to get into that. But I do want to say that directly what you said about China and being, you know, we have to come out. Didn't the man say that? And wasn't that what he worked on and was working on? Rigorously, I mean, we have to get out of there. We have to start getting our medicine from them, which is a real main thing. And just everything about it.
Let me answer you. You don't have to add to it. It's a perfect point, clearly made. Trump was right. I think a lot of people are saying Trump was right.
Totally.
I think, but many of us just wish he'd know when to just back off his point and let his successes speak for him. But he can't stop talking. And I have to tell you, he's wearing me down. And I will tell you, I've said this before, and it's something Lou agrees with, too. He's not my choice. I'm not backing him. If I'm forced to make a choice and he's one of the picks, that's another story. I just hope the Republican Party has a whit of sense left and has meaningful primaries and caucuses, whatever the process may be, and we find a more electable candidate. I know that to some diehard Trumpites or conservatives, that's cowardice. I don't think it is. I think it's facing the real world. But no, Trump did plenty of good. But let's face it, his delivery failed. Let's face it, how many Democrats debate the quality of Jimmy Carter or even one who didn't make it, Walter Mondale, you know, into the late hours of the night? They don't talk about the past. They know the future is tomorrow, and they know how to change subjects. And I guess they know how to get people out of the way in their party. We don't. Republicans don't know. There's got to be a way of quieting Trump, you know, whether you want him to run or not. Lou?
I look at Trump like this, and everything he said was all true. He said from the beginning, this is China's virus, and they killed him for it. They knocked him down. They did. But now the other side, the Democrats, are starting to say now that the virus was from China, something done in China. Now, the man said this 4 years ago, three or four years ago. He mentioned this, that it came from there. Another thing that he said we need to do was the computer chips that for cars, to make cars run and everything. Now we're finally starting to put them to plants in this country. These things all should have been in our country. We were number one and everything, and we took a back seat. Everything became number two to the world or whatever. We need to get back to number one. And that's what Trump pushed. But Trump's biggest problem was he used to shoot himself in the foot all the time.
Well,
he did 50
Lou,
great
right.
things.
And Lou,
let's face it, Joanne, I know you'll make your follow-up, but I can tell you, Trump didn't have the consideration for his supporters. You know, victory, success is not just running a nice, noisy rally. There's a place for that. And I am willing to debate anybody and argue the point that Joe Biden couldn't get a rally to fill my basement. We know the reality of it, but let's face it, there's got to be more than that, than getting the blood boiling. It's making a program and selling it to everybody. And I'm not going to talk about minorities. We know Trump has growing appeal among people of color. Let's state his real problem. His problem has become those famous middle-of-the-road soccer mom moderate women. He's got a real problem there, and you can trot out how many treaties he's responsible for, like the four Abraham treaties between Israel and Muslim Arab states. Great stuff, but I'll tell you, my wife doesn't care about that right now. She cares about him being associated with every kook, rightly or wrongly. And I got to ask you, Joanne, doesn't President Trump have a screener to interview people he schedules to meet with? If you and I and Lou called up and said we're his biggest supporters in New Rochelle, New York, we wouldn't even get on get an answering machine. But they get this nut last week. I don't even want to dignify him by naming him. And this would be this pop star who's out of his mind also and crazed. This man cannot control himself. And I got to tell you, when he doesn't have a large staff working for him at our expense, let's face it, as a federal office holder, he doesn't know how to screen people. He doesn't read. He doesn't do any research of his own. He's making it hard for us, Joanne. Please answer me.
Oh, listen, you're so right. Oh, absolutely. The only thing I'd like to have recognized is the fact that, and there's no denying this, that the man, look what they did to him. Look what they did to him. So naturally, listen, he's not my choice now either. I mean, we'd have to be stupid. But the thing is, it's what they did to him, the progressives and the whole... They did not want the man because he had his own ideas, and he was a brilliant man, and I don't care what they say, but he is. His mouth is not at times now, we know that. But that's what he has become because he was forced into it, I believe. And I believe that had we left the man alone and had they not given him the crap that they gave the man and the torture, because they did torture him and his family, things would have been okay. And the country we were headed in the right direction. They didn't want to recognize it because they knew he could not be bought.
I agree with you, Joanne.
The left press made a gambit. They said, let this clown get the nomination. Then he'll lose because the wonderful... leftist
slogan says everything, Steve. Build Back America. His slogan right there says everything in my book.
Build Back America. And the left media, and I will debate anybody till the wee hours of the night that the media isn't left. It is wholly left.
The media is the extended arm of the Democratic Party.
90% by registration, Joanne, I'm sure you've heard figures. Prove me wrong. Show me by conduct, by quotations and excerpts, how the media has somehow treated the likes of Trump fairly. They haven't. He's a tough customer.
Exactly.
All I can tell you is they thought they would outsmart us. No, Trump outsmarted them. But
absolutely.
I think his time,
1,000%.
But I think his time has
right
passed.
There.
He's not useful to you and me. For truly middle-of-the-road conservative traditional people like you and me, he is not serving our interests, if you ask me.
I agree.
Well, now he's not. Now it's just sin. The whole thing is just a shame.
He's a sideshow.
You look at another factor here, Joanne. The kids who vote for the first time at 18 years old, 85% of the kids vote Democrat. 15 or 10% vote Republican. They don't start changing their way of voting till they reach about 35, 40 when they start getting
more. I heard you say that before, Lou, and you're absolutely right.
And that's what they need to get those numbers. We need to start from the basic, from the school boards to local elections to council elections in local cities
to county
offices, the state assemblymen and senators. And that's what we need to do. The Republican Party needs to do. Break the stereotype that they put on the Republican Party, which is nothing like that.
The absolute show in. No,
right,
but I got to tell you,
sure.
It but includes running for local office. I'm tired of local parties in this state, GOP parties, not running people or trotting out celebrities like former football players like they do it in other states. It's absurd.
Sure.
There are qualified, yep, decent people with small, modest resumes who've worked in the community, run nonprofits, maybe worked in churches, at mosques and synagogues, even clergy. Nothing wrong with that. Got to vet the people and run them for office. When people get accustomed to seeing Republicans challenging every incumbent office that they don't hold, they'll start believing in us. And the youth, that's going to take a little bit longer. But I'm telling you, the party leadership is the problem. And until such time, my allegiance is not to any party. It's to the conservative small C, traditional small T movement that I think is the best parts of the country.
Yep, absolutely.
Joanne, thanks for your call and your thoughts.
Okay, you guys, I'll be listening.
Always a pleasure.
Thanks, Joanne. Thank you. Thank you so much.
This is the Steve Mayo Lou Feliciano Show. We're on Mondays, 5:30 p.m., courtesy of WVOX 1460 AM. Take our number, 914-636-0110. We talk to everybody, and we look forward to hearing from you. We will be back right after this.